He read the thought upon my features, and his smile had a tinge of bitterness. "I am afraid that I rather give myself away when I explain," said he. "Results without causes are much more impressive. You are ready to come to Birmingham, then?"
"Certainly. What is the case?"
"You shall hear it all in the train. My client is outside in a four-wheeler. Can you come at once?"
"In an instant."
I scribbled a note to my neighbour, rushed upstairs to explain the matter to my wife, and joined Holmes upon the doorstep.
"Your neighbour is a doctor," said he, nodding at the brass plate.
"Yes, he bought a practice, as I did."
"An old established one?"
"Just the same as mine. Both have been ever since the houses were built."
"Ah, then you have got hold of the best of the two."
"I think I did, but how did you know?"
"By the steps, my boy.
Yours are worn 3 inches deeper than his. But this gentleman in the cab is my client, Mr. Hall Pycroft. Allow me to introduce you to him. Whip your horse up, cabby, for we have only just time to catch our train."
The man whom I found myself facing was a well-built, fresh-complexioned young fellow, with a frank, honest face and a slight, crisp, yellow moustache. He wore a very shiny top hat and a neat suit of sober black, which made him look like what he was, a smart young...